Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Onega basketball, and we get a chance to talk with their girls basketball coach. That is Craig Boswell, presented by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, last week, opened the season, nice win at Wetmore, 45-33. You do take your first loss of the year Tuesday night at Washington County. Very good team there, 57-29. A 1-1 start through two games. How would you assess the first week of the season?
You know, not too bad. We still got a lot of things to work out. You know, against Wetmore, we did turn the ball over a little bit too much, and then that did kind of carry over to the game versus Washington. The effort's there. Now we just got to clean up some little things, improve on the fundamentals. And last night, you know, we just couldn't really buy a bucket, and I felt like I didn't really coach the girls like they needed to be coached before that game, but we'll get back on track.
How challenging is it now that we're really into the full swing of the season when you have the Tuesday to Friday turnaround, and then sometimes we'll get to those mid-season tournaments where essentially practice time is very limited? How hard is it to kind of manage that practice time when you're really in the thick of the schedule?
Yeah, we're going to try to take it by, you know, game at a time, and we're going to prepare each day like we're just going to play the following opponent. So, you know, it is kind of crazy. You know, you get in the swing of things. You know, you always want to work on those fundamentals, but then you also want to prepare and work on the offenses of the other teams and that sort of thing. So it gets real challenging.
Yeah, a lot of coaches have told me with the limited time in between games, it really is just kind of a momentum feel in terms of, do we need to focus more on us, or do we need to put a little bit more time into the opponent? How do you kind of work with your opponent and kind of mixing and matching with your team?
Well, with our young girls, I got to kind of keep it simple, and we got to just work on the fundamentals. And then, you know, if we can try to apply a little bit to what we're going to do against, you know, the next week's games, we're certainly going to do that. But we just got to take it day by day with our young girls.
Get an opportunity to stay inside the TVL, of course, coming up on Friday night. You get a road trip to Blue Valley. They're a team that lost their first game against Wetmore on Tuesday, 47-39. How much do you know about Blue Valley, and what kind of ball game can you expect this week?
Well, I think they're going to be a really tough team. I think they were probably the better team that night. But Wetmore, you know, I don't want to give away any credit, but they deserved that win. They played hard. But I know Blue Valley is going to come in thirsty and wanting a big W against us. But I do know they have two fantastic guards that we're going to try to keep an eye out and put some pressure on. And so we're kind of hoping that we can run the floor, and hopefully our presses will kind of come together, since, you know, they didn't come together against Washington. But we just got to keep moving forward and hopefully get a W on Friday.
That's Craig Boswell, Onega girls basketball coach, and our conversation with the coach presented by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Lady Buffs off to a 1-1 start, a road trip to Blue Valley coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time very much. We will talk to you next week. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.